The coast northwest of Nelson. The coast northwest of Nelson, north at top, one of the classic New Zealand holidays simply involves heading along the coast northwest of Nelson, or Wakatu. You journey southwest to begin with, through Stoke and Richmond, which are now suburbs of Nelson / Wakatu, through Hope and Brightwater, as far as the historic town of Wakefield, which has the South Island's oldest church, St. John's, dating back to the 1840s. The towns and localities around Nelson / Wakatu, names of Nelson / Wakatu and Stoke added for this post. Background map data copyright 2021 Google. North at top. The former post office in Wakefield, 1909. From Wakefield you double back and head on up the coast northwestward through Mapua and Motuka on the main road, and then on minor coast roads to Kei Teretere and Marahau and the beginning of Abel Tasman National Park. This is a really beautiful stretch of rocky coast, sheltered beaches and tidal sand flats, with famous sights to see and things to do such as the Split Apple Rock, the Abel Tasman Monument and the Abel Tasman Coastal Track. Split Apple Rock, between Kei Teretere and Marahau. Even though you are still in the South Island, this area is so warm and sheltered that it seems quite subtropical. Abel Tasman National Park, tidal sand flats. The coastal roads peter out at Marahau. After that you have to leg it on the tracks of Abel Tasman National Park or take to a coastal canoe. It is indeed perhaps best appreciated by canoe, and that's what a lot of people do. Abel Tasman National Park. Abel Tasman National Park lies in the middle of this stretch of coast, and deserves special mention itself. It is named after the Dutch explorer Abel Tasman, whose ships the Heemskerk and the Zeeën were the first known vessels from the Northern Hemisphere to encounter New Zealand, in 1642. Just outside into the west of the park, on a hill between Poharat Beach and Ligar Bay, there is the spectacular Abel Tasman National Monument, erected in 1942 to commemorate the 300th anniversary of Tasman's visit. Here's a picture of the monument. It looks simple but it is stunningly effective, like the black slab in 2001, A Space Odyssey, except that it's a white slab that catches the sun and can be seen from a great distance. It was rededicated by Queen Beatrix of the Netherlands in 1992 and is one of 13 New Zealand national monuments. Abel Tasman National Monument. While I was in Abel Tasman National Park, I checked out the Totaranu campsite to see how the local wildlife was coming back. Years ago, there was nothing but the introduced Australian brush-tailed possum to be seen. Now the possums are in retreat and the flightless weka, mostly brown, and semi-flightless pukeko, mostly blue, are numerous once again, running around in mixed flocks on the ground. Dogs are strictly banned, as they would make short work of such ground-dwelling birds, the cheeky and fearless weka in particular. Castles in the sand, Abel Tasman National Park. The Totaranu campsite is on the beach and you can watch the sun come up over the water sunrise at Totaranu within the Abel Tasman National Park. The great walk called the Abel Tasman Coast Track takes around 3 to 5 days to hike but can be shortened by taking a kayak or water taxi between beaches. I have done this track twice in the summer and would love to do it at a cooler time of the year. Note the seals in the bottom photo of the collage that follows. Like most great walks, the Abel Tasman Coast Track can be hiked from either end, either starting from Marahau, which is just under 70 kilometers from Nelson, or Wainui Bay, which is just over 20 kilometers from Te Kaka. The gentle coastal walk is largely flat and has many campsites, making it a family-friendly trek that can be walked by trampers of all levels, unlike some of the more mountainous great walks. Because of this, it is a particularly popular walk, especially over the summer months. I tramped onto Totaranu, which is 15 and a half kilometers from Wainui Bay, and decided to sleep out on the beach. After another 3 hours I got to Wariwarangi Bay where I saw the old Wariwarangi hut. This hut was built around 1896 and used to be a homestead. What a beautiful place. Golden Bay and Nelson form a Riviera coast which faces toward the sun and is protected from the cold south winds by the mountainous spine of the South Island. It is sheltered from westerlies, too. So, the region is warmer and sunnier than many places in the North Island. After Wariwarangi, I continued by kayak, which gave me a 3D perspective of the coast. The kayaks on the beach at Marahau reminded me of a scene in the British film Chariots of Fire. Sea kayaking the route instead of tramping is really a wonderful opportunity, as the Abel Tasman National Park looks even more beautiful from the water. On the inland side, Abel Tasman National Park also surrounds a limestone plateau covered in strange rock outcrops, called Canaan Down Scenic Reserve, where the Luminate Countercultural Festival is held each year in late summer, the subject of one of my earliest blog posts in 2017. The scenic reserve is at the end of a road called the Canaan Road. There are lots of caves around the Canaan Downs area, including such epic ones such as Harwood's Hole, into which experienced cavers descend 183 meters, or 600 feet, on a lined entrance pit of Harwood's Hole. Photo by Dave Bunnell, 2005, CC by SA 3.0 via Wikimedia Commons. Harwood's Hole is at the end of a 45-minute walk called Harwood's Hole Track, through spectacular limestone country, from the car park at the end of the Canaan Road. As you can imagine, the brochures about the hole, and the track, are hedged about with warnings. There is a spectacular view over the surrounding countryside from the Gorge Creek lookout, accessible from the track. With caution, the cave itself cannot be looked into at all unless you are actually on a line. The view from Gorge Creek lookout. Photo by Daniel and Stephanie, CC by NCSA 2.0 via DOC webpage on the Harwood's Hole track. What lies over the Takaka Hill? The Canaan Road comes off the main road over the Takaka Hill, a great mass of dark-colored limestone outcrops with incredible views to the south, the east, and into the Takaka Valley, which is where you are now headed. Ironically, in view of its present-day elevation, the dark color suggests that the limestone is of very deep ocean origins. Several kilometers down, white limestone forms in waters above that depth. The main town here is Takaka, probably the most isolated spot in New Zealand that still has a supermarket. One of the attractions in Takaka, or a few hundred meters outside town to be specific, is the Labyrinth Rocks Park, in which you walk on 3 kilometers of trails between rock walls. Labyrinth Rocks Park. Photo by Wildman NC, January 29, 2021, CC by SA 4.0 via Wikimedia Commons. Since the 1970s, the area past the Takaka Hill has also become well known as a bit of a hippie haven, which is probably why Luminate is held nearby, in an otherwise out-of-the-way place. Further up the coast is Collingwood, named after one of Nelson's fellow admirals, Cuthbert Collingwood. At an amazing old colonial-era cemetery near Collingwood, my editor Chris took a photo of the grave of a noted Māori rangatira or chief of the region in colonial times, Tamati Piramona Marino, whose gravestone says that it preserves his memory, that he lies beneath, and that he died at Nelson, Aimakeawaka II, on the 30th of December 1877. Behind it, to the right, you can see the gravestone of a settler named Florence Ellis. The grave of Tamati Piramona Marino. North from Collingwood you get to the town of Puponga and to Farewell Spit or Tohuroa, an ecologically important, rare, sandspit made of pure quartz sand from the southern Alps, transported north. From Collingwood, you can take bus trips along Farewell Spit / Tohuroa. Across the base of the spit from Puponga, near Cape Farewell, is Wariki Beach with the Archway Islands. Golden Bay / Mohua, showing Farewell Spit / Tohuroa and the Arare Valley at center left. NASA Earth Observatory Image 2001044. Captured by the Aster satellite on February 13, 2001. Public domain image, credit to NASA/MIT/ACE/Japan Space Systems and US-Japan Aster Science Team. When you travel inland from Collingwood, up the light green valley that points southwest in the photo above, the Aurare Valley, you get to the start of the Hefi Track. That's the subject of another post. As for the sea, this area, between Abel Tasman National Park and Farewell Spit / Tohuroa, is known as Golden Bay, or Mohua in Maori. It is even more sheltered than Tasman Bay / Te Tio Aurere to its east, where Nelson / Wakatu and Motuka are located. Tasman and his party anchored for several days in Golden Bay / Mohua in 1642. Tasman named the bay Murderer's Bay, after a misunderstanding that soon developed between the locals and his party, who had after all shown up uninvited. But these days, naturally enough, Golden Bay is preferred. Engraving of Golden Bay / Mohua by Tasman's artist, Isaac Gilsamans, depicting a battle between Maori Wakatau or war canoes and Tasman's two ships Siane and Heemskerk. Public domain image by Wikimedia Commons. Driving northward past the foot of Farewell Spit / Turo along by now dusty roads, you come to a car park outside a place called the Archway Cafe, and that's the end of that particular road. From the Archway Cafe, on foot, you walk to the amazing Wariki Beach and Archway Islands on the north coast. The Archway Islands you can also trek to Cape Farewell, the northernmost tip of the South Island, which at 40.5 degrees south is north of Wellington, Levin and Masterton in the North Island. Cape Farewell has a sea arch at the end and thus looks like a bit like an elephant with a trunk. To go along Farewell Spit / Turoa you can either embark on a long hot walk, which is only allowed for the first 4 kilometers of its 26 kilometers permanently dry length in any case. Or you can catch the ecotourism bus from Collingwood that I mentioned above. You can also drive to the Whanganui Inlet at the northernmost extremity of the west coast, but the road eventually terminates some way past there as well. The only possibility for driving further along the west coast is to go all the way back to Wakefield and continue along State Highway 6 inland. In between, of course,